This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Have you tried the searchable Proceedings of Animal Conferences? Well, it provides your personal access point to information from a wide and growing array of the top animal conferences in North America, and it's all brought to you with the help of the American Dairy Science Association, and with us is Dr. Ken Olson. Ken, this is an interesting concept, 600 proceedings for more than, 60 different conferences?
Yes, that's right. We try to focus on really the top animal conferences, not only in North America, but around the world. We're pleased to be able to offer this. It's a way to get at this information without having been at the conferences. Now, it's great to be able to be at the conferences, but we know that if a conference is in Beijing, China, or in Las Vegas, Nevada, or Ithaca, New York, you can't make all of them. And so this is a way to really have access to all that information.
So to encourage producers to take a look at this, they can maybe take a test drive?
Right. That's one of the things. We know people want to know what they're getting into. And so one of the things we've made available, and you can get at this again from ADSA.org, there's a link to SPAC. There's an option of getting complete access to the database 5 days for $5. So it's a great way to see what's there. One of the nice things about this database is that, you know, I've gone to a lot of conferences over the years, and oftentimes you get a proceedings, but if it's on, you know, a jump drive or if it's printed, you've got separate ones for each of them. What this does is puts all the information in one place. You can look and search all of it in a single pass. So it makes it a lot more accessible, a lot more usable.
And it's the next best thing to attending each conference.
Yeah, and we've got history too. We've got multiple years of basically all the conferences. So if there was something that happened last year and you forgot about it, why, it's still there.
Now, there's also access to the annual meeting. That's something new this year, too, isn't it?
That's correct. This year, we had a standalone dairy science meeting for the first time in a number of years. But one of the things that we were able to do was record basically all of the sessions that were there. And so we do have now accessible and available for purchase recordings of all of the sessions from the annual meeting. We had nearly 1,100 sessions that were held during the meeting. A very large meeting, 1,900 people attended the meeting. All of the best science relative to dairy, from dairy foods to dairy production, was included there. But these are now available as recordings of the seminars and the sessions that were held there. And again, that's online with ADSA.org.
Like you say, so many presentations. They're all kind of bite-sized, though.
Yes, the basic format for the meetings is that presentations are 15 minutes. Typically about 11 to 12 minutes of presentation time for questions, and then another one. The sessions are basically half-day sessions, and so you get a lot of information in there. But the Dairy Science Meetings is the one place, the best place in the world for hearing the coming science, what's going to be impacting the industry for the future. What are we doing now that is being done of interest? What can we look for the future, and kind of what's that cutting-edge work that's going on?
Was that the most presentations for a meeting?
Well, we've changed the format. In the past, we did have a joint meeting between animal and dairy science. So when you combine the two societies, obviously you have somewhat more. This was actually the first time in quite a number of years we've had a standalone session, and it was the largest there. We're looking for even a bigger meeting next year. We'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee in June, and it's a great place to see some information.
So if you want to review the ADSA meeting, just go to the website adsa.org. And we continue now with the Discover Conference on Food and Animal Agriculture that's coming up, and a specific topic in hand. What are we talking about this year?
Well, we're going to be talking about amino acids and energy. The Discover Conferences are rather unique in that the format is designed to be really a discussion format. We have presentations by some of the top people in the field, so it'll be in-depth work in this area. The attendees are frequently from industry. We encourage producers to attend as well. Participation is limited because of the size and the desire to make sure that we have the opportunity for good discussion. So facilities are limited to 140 to 170 people approximately. And so it's a place where the latest information is discussed, both what's done, what needs to be done, where are we going in the future. So a great discussion, a great opportunity, and some places that are going to be leading to where we go for the future of the dairy industry.
Our thanks to Dr. Ken Olson. The 34th annual ADSA Discover Conference on Food Animal Agriculture in Illinois this year, May 29th through June 1st. Again, more details at adsa.org. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.